News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for the afternoon drive interview presented by United Way of the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. Tuesday visit with Officer Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department, something we haven't talked about in a while but is still around, and that's your NICSL program.
Yes, and now are you signed up?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, my deal is I wanted to see if anyone else is willing to sign up or would like to sign up. It's a free service, and you won't get bugged with text messages or emails, and you can attest to that, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, what is NICSL about?
What it does is if we have a major road closure or some kind of emergency situation in the city of Bryan, I can go on NICSL and send out an alert to everyone who is signed up on that website. Now, if it's just a geographic specific, I can pick a zip code, and it'll only send it to people with that zip code. If I do citywide, it'll just give it to everybody in the city. And I usually try to do it citywide because, you know, everybody, just because they live in one area doesn't mean that they don't travel to the other areas. But I don't use it very often, and you go to this website. It's NICSL.com, NIXLE.com, and sign up for free. And, you know, for instance, here just recently we had the two fatality accidents on our roadways, which shut down Highway 21 and Highway 2818. So those are major roadways. One of them was right during the morning rush hour. I was able to go on to NICSL, put out a notice to everyone that is signed up that those roads were closed and the reason why. And then I usually send out another one when that road is open. I try not to abuse it because I know, being a patron myself, I don't want a whole bunch of annoying text messages and emails from companies. So this is just a way to stay in touch with any major road closures or any emergency situation in the city.
And how do we get to NICSL?
You go to their website at NICSL.com, and that's spelled NIXLE.com, and then it'll say sign up for free on there, and you just click that button. It'll go through, ask you some personal questions like your email address, and you don't, I don't think you have to sign up for both. You can sign up for just texting or email, but it will ask you for your zip code so that if I want to send something out just geographically, I can do that.
Well, the other thing that works out well, you mentioned that you use it very judiciously, but if you want to continue following a particular incident, you do your other social media, and that's another way to follow your activity too.
Exactly. I mean, we have a multitude of social media that we use. We use Facebook, we use Twitter, we have an account on Pinterest, and then we also have our city website, which I, one of the things I try to put out to people is our persons of interest. And basically what that is when we have an offense that occurs at, let's say, Walmart or Target or a convenience store, and they have video of the offense, but we aren't able to identify them within the police department. What we'll do is we'll put that on our persons of interest page. And just because they're on there doesn't mean they're suspects. It just means that these are people we need to talk to either eliminate or to talk more about the offense that occurred. So I've been putting those on the website starting, I think, earlier this year when I started doing that. And we've been getting some results from that. And we've had people who have identified several people off of that website. And the easiest one to go to, obviously, I mean, they're all on Facebook, but I post other things on Facebook as well. So if you just want to see the people of persons of interest, you go to our BryanTXPolice.com page. And on the very front of that, there's a magnifying glass. Click on that. It'll take you to that page, and you can view all the videos and photos that we have of people of interest. And it tells you what to do if you recognize that person.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department, a couple of quick reminders about the holiday things coming up.
Yes, we have Blue Christmas is coming up, which is the Bryan Police Department's Police Officer Association. They put together Blue Angel, and what they're doing is they have gotten nominations from all over the city of Bryan for kids that are age 14 and younger, and also for elderly that are in need of some Christmas cheer and, you know, that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford presents for their children. So we have taken those children's names. We're going to be putting them on our Christmas tree here at the Bryan PD lobby starting this Saturday. So what people need to do is come by, grab an angel off the tree, or keep up with our website because we will have that tree at several different locations throughout the holiday season, and they can go shopping for that child or the elderly person. Now, those presents need to be returned back to us no later than December 10th by 5 p.m. unwrapped, because we will do all the wrapping for you. And then we will deliver those presents to the children later that month. You know, we kind of try not to do it too close to Christmas because people have plans. But and then also, if anyone wants to make a monetary donation, they can write that check out to BPOA, which is Bryan Police Officers Association, and drop that off at the PD lobby 24/7. We're open.
And then a quick reminder, we're a couple of weeks away from the downtown Bryan holiday lights.
Yes, downtown is doing their lights on downtown, which is where they're going to light up the Christmas tree and all the Christmas decorations downtown. That'll be Friday, November 22nd at 6 p.m.
And wrapping up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 1800 block of East State Highway 21, which is 45 miles per hour near Texas Avenue, and the 3200 block of East 29th Street, which is 35 miles per hour near the Grove Apartments. And both of these areas are areas on our STEP grant.
And that's our update this week with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, the afternoon drive interview presented by United Way of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.